This episode is brought to you by Bumble. So you want to find someone you're compatible with, specifically someone who's ready for a serious connection, totally open to having kids in the future, is a tall, rock-climbing Libra, and loves rom-coms with vegan pizzas on Tuesdays just as much as you do. Bumble knows that you know exactly what's right for you. So whatever it is you're looking for, Bumble's features can help you find it. Date now on Bumble.
Ramble.
Hello, everybody. Welcome back to another episode of You Can Sit With Us. I'm one of your hosts, Becky. I'm joined by Matthew.
Hello.
Our sweet Mags wasn't feeling good today, so she's not here with us. But we got Rainy on the ones and twos.
Hello.
And today we're talking all things best friends.
Besties.
Besties. Because besties are the best. We love besties.
Besties.
True.
Best yeah, besties. You're one of my besties.
You're one of my besties.
So cute. So cute. I love.
That's why we're talking about besties together.
That's true. We're bestie experts.
Yes.
One of the questions we got from the audience that I thought was really interesting was, do you think it's better to have one like ride or die bestie or different besties that fill different cups?
I feel like it's unrealistic to have one. Maybe when you're like younger. It's easier to have one bestie when you're like kind of living through the same life experiences, same time. Mm-hmm. But I like when you get older, you can't have just one person that does everything for you.
Yeah.
Right? You need multiple friends. You know, people have their own lives. They're doing different things.
Yeah. So you think by definition.
They can't even be there for you all the time.
That's true. Because I always thought best friend, that's one. Best. It's like the top tier. But you think like there could be multiple.
Yeah, there can be multiple.
I feel like there can be multiple. I feel like it's an umbrella.
Besties.
Okay.
Besties. How many ballpark do you think you have?
I don't even know if I could count. I feel like I have a lot of people that I would say are like a best friend.
Oh, okay. So it's that scale. Okay.
Yeah.
I would say not more than 10.
Yeah.
Like between 5 and 10.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I'd say I'm probably on the 10 side.
Like it's like, I'm 35.
I have 85 best friends.
My 300 best friends.
Yeah, it's also
my 300,000 best Instagram friends.
Yeah, I feel like you also have different sort of best friends for different things. Mm. Like I have certain best friends that like I'll call when I really need to like get something off my chest or like talk. Yeah. And I have other best friends that like I know they'll do the talking. So if I need like a break. I can just like kind of be a sounding
board.
You're
like, talk at me.
Yeah. Like not in a bad way or a mean way, but like sometimes you need to vent.
Yeah.
And I feel like that's the role I can fill of some of my friends as being the friend that like doesn't interject too much.
Right.
When you're telling me something.
Yeah.
But I would say, I would put people who I consider my best friends would be like high in my text history. They're people that I communicate with a lot.
Yeah.
Do you think a romantic partner can be your best friend? Like, is Eugene your best friend?
Yeah, because that's like the person they know everything that's going on.
Yeah.
You know, like, I feel like most friends, they only know like snippets, kind of like what's going on in your life and like how you're feeling and stuff. Mm-hmm. But like the person you see every day, you know, who you talk to every day and stuff, they're going to obviously know more. Or maybe not.
They're like, oh.
They might tune you out more.
No, I agree. I think your partner can definitely be. And I feel like we can speak for Maggie because it was in her vows.
It was.
How her and Zach are best friends. I think that.
Yeah.
I think you should be best friends with your partner.
Yeah. Is it like, I don't know. I unfortunately am not married. But like, I don't really have this reference. But is there sort of something more like, more intimate, or is it like a different flavor?
I think it's a best friend that you also kiss and have sex with.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's so kind it's of like, how I feel. Yeah. Still ticks all those boxes of like most texted, most caught up with, have a ton of fun with.
Yeah.
But then also you kiss and touch each other.
Whoa, Becky, whoa.
Like I feel like those
you're excited
are,
over here.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, also if you're like me and you have like sensory things, I don't really like when people touch me. But like I don't mind when Keith touches me.
Keith is allowed.
Keith is allowed. Certain best friends are allowed. where I'm like, okay, this is okay. Maggie's a very touchy friend. She loves to touch. And she used to, when we first started being friends, there was at one point, I think I said like, oh, by the way, I like don't love being touched that much.
Yeah.
And every time after that, she was like, oh, I forgot you don't like hugs. Like, oh, I won't do this. And now I'm like, no. Now.
Oh, now you're here. Like, you made it.
Yeah. You and Eugene, I feel like Eugene will walk by and like David play Dang's with my hair.
David Dang's also a touchy one.
Oh, David Dang.
Yeah, David Dang also touches.
I feel like David Dang would also like, if my bra was out, like fix it for me.
Yeah,
he would. Know what I mean?
He would, for sure.
Yeah. So I feel like maybe that's my extra layer of best friend. It's someone that I feel comfortable touching. I feel getting touched by. Yeah. Like my nightmare is being like at a concert where strangers like arms are rubbing up against me and like,
makes my skin crawl. Somebody touched me in line the other day. Like I was like waiting for food. I was like, there's plenty of space. Like you don't have to.
Oh no.
Like touched you how like.
Like brush by me, but there was like a whole room. I don't know.
Some people just don't pay attention. Maybe they just wanted to get your attention. Yeah,
maybe they were like, let me rub up against her. No, but I also am like, ugh.
I don't love it.
Yeah.
I did do a body block once though. My mom and I were at a bakery and it was after, it was post lockdown in Illinois, but I don't remember how far after it was. And so the bakery had set up like, oh, you're supposed to stand here. You're supposed to do this, blah, 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 blah. And you know, my mom, she's 21 years old, very young. but she is in a, you know, more compromised age group.
Yeah.
And this woman came and was like, no mask, standing like got right up next to my mom. And I literally like inserted my body between them and like took a step back. I was like, this is insane. Like, you need to be aware of your personal space.
Yeah.
Being aggressive.
Yeah. Like get away from people. Don't touch people.
Get away from me.
Don't touch strangers.
Yeah.
No.
Don't touch strangers.
So, okay. So the criteria for best friend is like somebody you talk to often.
Yeah.
Someone you're good with touching.
Good with touching.
Someone you have fun with.
Yeah.
Are there more like, do they need to be like a certain type of people? Like, do they need to be kind or funny?
Oh, 100%. You need to be nice.
Yeah.
Like, I feel like you need to be a nice person. I feel like you weren't here when I've told the story before because it was like when we first started the podcast, but I have broken up with two friends for poor behavior where I was just like, I don't like this. Mm-hmm. And now bringing it back to Vanderpump Rules.
it all comes back.
It all comes back. It always comes back to Vanderpump Rules. I feel like maybe there was a different way I could have handled it with one of them. One of them I was like, no, you... Right. You've crossed lines. I don't think this is a friendship that's going to work. Mm-hmm. But the other one, I think I could have been more mature, like this girl in Vanderpump Rules, Charlie. She was telling her friend Raquel, aka Rachel, aka the one who cheated. We don't like her. Yeah. She kissed someone else's ex-husband like before they were divorced. And this other person had told her like, please don't do this. Like multiple times that asked her.
And it was her ex-husband?
It was her ex-husband that she kissed. Yeah. Even after she asked her specifically not to.
Oh my gosh.
And her friend Charlie took her out and she was like, you know, I heard that you did this thing and like personally, like I think it was a really shitty thing. I wouldn't do that to my worst enemy. Like I'm not going to not be your friend anymore, but I'm not going to tell you that that was okay. Ooh. And I was like, I was like, maybe that was the level of maturity I was missing when I was 19 and 20.
I mean, that's really interesting.
I like that. Yeah. I like that ability. I think that's another thing is the ability to like call them out.
Oh,
call your best
yeah.
friend out. And for them to call you out.
Yeah.
Sometimes you don't know.
Mm-hmm. I actually feel like I don't think I'm a best friend with anybody until we've had a fight. Because otherwise you don't know. How are you going to handle it? I don't trust them.
That's true.
What's considered a fight though?
Oh, just like a conflict, I guess.
A tiff.
Yeah.
So you're not beating, like a yelling beating thing. Each other up.
Yeah. So like we're like in a physical altercation.
Yeah.
But that's interesting too of like, so you're, cause I think I am quick to turn on my heel, but, and I'm like sort of trying to parse out forgiveness and that's a personal thing. But like, so you look back at that friendship and you're like, there was still a friend that was worth having in that person.
And one of them I could see being like, yeah, maybe I was a little quick to be like, I don't want to be your friend anymore. I could have been a little
more like. This is, I'm not going to say this is right, but.
Yeah. The first friend I thought, really was not a good influence and was doing things that I thought were not nice to people.
Yeah.
But I feel like I could have been a little more mature.
Yeah.
You live, you learn.
More mature. You live, you learn.
Yeah. Matt, what about you? Do they have to be, do they have to have any kind of like criteria?
Hot.
I know.
That's it. They're the big hot, steaming hot. And I feel like it's more kind of like a vibe, like energy, mm-hmm. you know? Like they have to be kind of on your same wavelength about mm-hmm. stuff. Like they don't need to be like exactly like you, you know? I think it's good to have a diverse set of friends.
Yeah.
But mm-hmm. you have to connect on like some level, you know? Otherwise you're not going to be friends.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
What are you going to talk about? What are you going to do?
Yeah.
That's true.
Right?
That's true.
Doesn't necessarily mean they have to be like the funniest person in the world, mm-hmm. you know, but you have to have something in the same line of humor.
Have you ever, I feel like right? it's so interesting. Sometimes I'll meet.
More like a vibe.
Yeah. Like mm-hmm. the energy and the like compatibility. Sometimes I like will meet somebody and I'm like, we should be friends. And like, the conversation is like so stilted. And I'm like, I don't know.
That happened to me.
Yeah.
At Miles and Sarah's wedding.
Yeah.
Because we were at their wedding, at their house. Mm-hmm. And then one of their friends, Alex, we like looked at each other and it was like instant like.
Looked at each other across the room.
Across the crowded room. We looked at each other and it was like instant connection. It was so weird. It was like just vibes. And then we became friends.
Yeah. That's fun.
Yeah.
I also think friends of friends
yeah.
are cool.
Yeah.
Like I think having yeah. friends, that was another question that someone asked was like, what if you don't like your friends, other friends?
Yeah.
I would say if you don't like all of your friends, other friends, that reflects back on your friend.
Right. That's but like a ticking time bomb.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think in LA specifically, another thing too is follow through on plans.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Like I have one BFF, Lauren, who we worked together mm-hmm. At the Bougie Hotel in mm-hmm. Beverly Hills. And the main reason we became friends, we like barely talked when we were at work for yeah. probably the first like 6 months that we worked there. But we were the only ones that would ever follow through on like go getting a drink after work. Or if we were like,
oh, yeah.
oh let's go get dinner. Like we yeah. were the only two that would show up.
Right.
This was like 7 years ago and she's still one of my best friends.
Oh.
Well, you make time for the people you want to be with.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Because a lot of people say like, oh, let's grab a drink or let's meet up or let's do yeah. that. But then if it doesn't happen, it means neither of you really want it to happen.
Yeah. yeah. You got to do know? The follow through.
Yeah.
Because mm-hmm. it does take effort.
Oh, yeah.
To have best friends. It mm-hmm. can't always be. I mean, although I think we do, like, certain friends, you mm-hmm. know when you have to be the one that makes plans.
Oh, mm-hmm. yeah.
You know what I mean? Or yeah. vice versa. Like, you know you're not the one that ever makes plans. Your friend mm-hmm. is the one that does it. And as long as each person in their role is okay with that,
like, yeah.
that's okay.
Some I've had friendships where it's like, she always makes a plan and I always pick her up. And it's, like, unspoken and it's, like, totally fine.
Yeah.
You know?
Totally fine.
Totally fine.
Totally fine.
Ideal.
Totally fine.
Who was your first best friend?
I do remember we had when we lived, because I grew up partly outside of Atlanta. Uh-huh. And in our neighborhood, we had like trails to other people's houses where you could like
that is go really fun.
See them. So like all the neighborhood kids could kind of like go mm-hmm. and like meet up and stuff. And like one of my really good friends, probably one of my best friends at the time was Taylor Shellhart. And she lived, you know, in the other part out. Of the neighborhood.
Shout out to Taylor.
Yeah.
Yeah, I feel like neighborhood friends are the first
mm-hmm. yeah.
BFFs. Because I yeah. had the same thing. At the bottom of my hill, there were the Willens sisters.
Mm-hmm. The Willens sisters.
The Willens.
Sounds and like a witch.
Yeah, the I was I was the same age as the middle daughter. Mm. Or maybe she was maybe 1 year older than me. Yeah. No, we're the same age. And then my brother was the same age as their oldest. And the youngest was, again, only like a year or two underneath.
Right. Oh, nice.
And we would all just like hang out. They had this like camper RV thing that we would mm-hmm. hang out in the driveway. It was funny.
But do you think being a best friend is unconditional, like unconditional love?
I don't know. I feel like I've had best friends in the past that have like wavered. Mm-hmm. That I was like, you were a best friend at this time, mm-hmm. but you're no longer my best friend, mm-hmm. you know? But at yeah. the time, you were definitely my best friend.
Right.
You know? So I think you can grow apart.
Right.
And I think especially with distance.
It's not unconditional.
Not unconditional. I think distance is hard.
Mm-hmm.
Like
mm-hmm.
a lot of my high school friends, we still, like our little group chats every once in a while. Mm-hmm. But really like my maid of honor, Natalie, she's the only one that I like have FaceTime. Her. Yeah.
Yeah.
Because we're on a 3-hour time difference. So it's like you really got to make a plan.
So yes. Natalie is from your hometown?
Mm-hmm.
What is she like? I don't know Natalie. I met Hannah, I think.
Oh, yeah, you met yeah. Hannah. Hannah's my college bestie. So that's how I usually delineate yeah. them. Natalie's my
She's
high school
my
best
college
friend.
Bestie. She's my high school
Hannah's
bestie.
Hannah's my college bestie.
She's my work bestie.
I have work besties, post-college besties. Natalie is, she's like the funniest, nicest person ever. She's so nice. But she's super smart. She went to Boston University.
BU?
Yeah. And then she stayed in Boston for like another 10 years. And then she recently moved to New York.
Wow.
Which actually kind of worked out better for me because I'm in New York more than I'm in Boston.
Who goes to Boston? You know?
Yeah. Students only.
Students
only. Yeah. But she's like a super talented graphic designer.
Oh, whoa.
Families have a lot going on. Let Ollie help manage the mental load with new cognitive health supplements for everyone 4 and up, like delicious Ollie Focus Pops or Ollie Mellow Pops for kids. And for parents, try 3 new Brainy Chews to help you focus, chill out, or get energized. Find these cognitive health buddies for the whole fam at Ollie.com. That's OLLY.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Is she the Anna Wintour?
That's Thespina. Thespina. She's my, I would say, like, BuzzFeed bestie.
Mm-hmm.
Thespina and Katie were two of my best friends when they worked at when Keith worked at BuzzFeed and are now still very, very good friends.
Mm-hmm. Okay, okay.
But yeah.
Graphic designer in New York
Graphic designer City. In New York City.
When was, Woo. Like, when what was, like, something that cemented your friendship?
When she was holding Becky's hair back after the party.
Well, she was one of the first people I ever got drunk with.
So
I think I've told the story before that, like, me and my high school friends, you met Alex. We were not partiers. We were not crazy. But before we went to college, we were like, we have to drink alcohol. We just need to know, like, what getting fucked up is like. And we did have a friend's house who his mom was like, okay with that. Natalie and I got drunk together.
Yes.
I don't know what would have cemented our best friendship. She's the one that I talked about in our cleaning episode about how dirty my room was and we would dare each other to eat disgusting things. She was the other person. We both played baritone, so we actually met in eighth grade playing baritone.
Oh, you met in eighth grade?
Yeah,
okay, cool.
Because we went to different schools.
I see.
The baritone girls.
Baritone girlies. She stuck with band.
Wow. So does that mean you guys are going to, like, when she comes to visit next, you're going to put on a concert for us?
You know, we did. Keith bought a baritone at a thrift store. And we did.
The baritone girls.
Natalie and Keith played. They played together. It was very funny.
Oh my God, that's so cute.
Yeah, it was very, very silly. Mm-hmm. But yeah, I just think, like, having those shared experiences in high school and
I think it had a lot to do with it.
Yeah.
The shared experiences.
Yeah. And college, we didn't stay like that in touch. You know what I mean? Like, I feel like we saw each other on breaks and stuff like that. But like probably in the last couple years is when we started to make like a real effort at like, okay, let's do this. Let's chat.
Do you think there's a difference between best friend and a long time or like lifelong friend?
Oh, that's an interesting question.
You know, and like, will your form, if like you like had a best friend and you don't really talk to that much anymore, are they still like your lifelong friend?
That's a great question. Yeah.
I feel like, I think you'd be like a friend. I would just call him a friend though.
Yeah.
Like, I have one friend in New York and I see him every time. We get a drink and we both really don't ask about what's been going on the last 10 years or 5 years or however long it's been.
Yeah.
We just talk about what happened that week.
Oh, that's cute.
And then we like go on our merry ways and we're both like very okay with this setup.
That's adorable.
I'm just like, we just kind of want to chat and hang out for a day. And then, you know, I'll see you in a couple years.
Lifelong.
But I would say that would be like a friend. But what do you think is the difference between a friend and acquaintance?
I feel like friend is you like actively have hung out and done stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like acquaintance is more like you run into them places.
That's true. You know who came to mind when I saw that question pop up was AJ.
Mm.
For me, I'm like, is AJ my friend or is AJ my acquaintance?
Oh.
Because I only see AJ at... Like Matt and G's events. But AJ and I chit-chat on Instagram. So we're like digital friends. So I'm like, I think I would think of him as a friend.
Right.
And not an acquaintance. But then like some of your other friends, like Brandon, I'm like, okay, Brandon's an acquaintance.
Right. Yeah.
But AJ, I feel like I've seen enough.
He's bridged the gap.
You're a friend.
He's bridged the gap. Yeah.
Yeah. Who's your longest friend or best friend or both?
I mean, probably longest best friend would be my friend Anthony. Who lives in DC, because we both lived in, like, we both moved and lived in DC at like in our early 20s, you know, when you're like really finding yourself and going out and doing stuff. And, you know, we stay in constant contact basically ever since.
Oh, yeah.
You know, and that was like so long ago. Yeah, we see each other a lot, like multiple times a year.
Yeah. And then would David Dang be your best friend?
Yeah.
Best friend?
Yeah, David is one of my besties here. And then like AJ, Brandon is, you know, and then I have Michael and Carlo and Kate. You know, there's just so many. There's a whole crew.
You do roll deep with a crew. But what I like about your crew is everybody is very, very nice.
Yeah.
And they're all friends with each other.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Yeah, it's a friend group.
Yeah, it's a friend group. But like some people hang out more with some people than other people. You know what I mean? So it's like,
Oh, interesting. Is there ever any drama with that? Or is it fine?
I mean, maybe a little bit, but I feel like it's mostly fine.
Yeah.
It's fine for me. I don't care. I said before, I don't care if other people hang out without me. You know, it doesn't matter.
Oh, yes.
You don't have FOMO?
No.
You don't either? That's nice.
I want everyone to have fun. Have fun, you know?
Oh, yeah.
I mean, if literally everyone was going on something and they didn't invite me, then maybe I would be mad. But
That's usually not the case.
Yeah.
I would say I would be mad if, like, everybody went out. And I was supposed to go out, but then was like uninvited or something like that. You know what I mean? That would make me sad.
You can't come.
I would get uninvited. Or like if we were hanging out and you were like, okay, bye. I'm going to go hang out with this other person.
Oh, yeah. Like I got to go. Yeah. Or like cancel on you to hang out with somebody else. Yeah.
Or like, I feel like that would bother me, but I don't really get annoyed. Same with like when other people call like people that I consider my best friend, their best friend, like that doesn't.
Oh, yeah, that doesn't hit
at all.
You're not territorial.
No. No. But have you ever had an awkward moment where someone said you were their best friend and then you didn't think that you actually were their best friend?
Yeah.
Matt's like, it was 10 minutes ago when we started this podcast.
Becky said it, and I just said it back to me tonight. Because she likes to have nice friends.
It's like it just happened.
No, I have. And it was someone who I was more friends online with than in real life. Like, you know, we would see each other at parties and stuff, but we would mostly chat on like Instagram.
Yeah.
So then he, I don't know, it was weird. Yeah. Now we're not friends anymore. So he moved away and then we never really talked again. So.
Yeah. I feel like I've never had that.
You've never had that?
I don't think I've ever had someone say that I was their best friend where I was like, huh?
They know that they're not your best friend. They know.
Me? But I feel like there's also like different best friend like relationships. Like I feel like I would call Jared Popkin my best friend, but not in a way that's like I text him and we hang out all the time. Jared Popkin is like my brother in LA. Like if I needed something or
same
with like Alex Lewis. I think of Alex Lewis and Jared Popkin very similarly. Yeah. And like I know that if I like my car broke down on the side of the road, I could call either one of them and they would come pick me up.
You know, that I think is really big for me. That's, I think that would be a criteria for me. Like, could I put you as my emergency contact?
Yeah.
And have it be.
Will you save my life?
Will you save my life? Will you get up at 2 a.m. to take me to the hospital?
Can I have your kidney?
Yeah. But I feel like they're not people that I would like I don't text Alex Lewis updates of my life.
Right.
Every once in a while, we'll chit chat about something, usually movies.
Yeah.
And then Jared, I just see more because he lives down the street from us. So it's a little easier to keep up on day to day.
Yeah.
But, yeah.
Have you ever had one bestie not get along with another of your besties?
Well, there is.
Hate relationships.
So I was talking about my friend. She has a roommate who is her best friend. Is the most patient person I've ever met in my life. She will put up with so much bullshit. She's like uncaring. I, on the other hand, will sometimes hold on to certain things. So like if someone treats one of my friends poorly or treats Keith poorly, I will never forget. I'll never forget what you've done. And it will sit with me and it will haunt me.
Will you be more upset if they treat your friend poorly or you poorly?
oh, I don't care how they treat me. It's if I see them treat, this is like tertiary friend, right? Yeah. Like not my friend, but my friend's
friend.
Your
best friend's best friend.
Yeah. So like she has a roommate that is just above and beyond crazy. And she did not like me from the jump. And I was like, look, I don't need to be your best friend.
Yeah.
And I can hang out. You don't have to be here. You hang out. I don't have to be there. Yeah. That's totally fine.
Right.
But she has always been like mean and like was mean to, and that's what I couldn't like get over. I was like, well, why would I want to try to be your friend if I know you're behaving, you know, XYZ way?
Yeah.
But like, I do have a resting bitch face. So if I don't like you, it might not be that I'm trying to be maliciously mean at the time, but will I stare daggers at you?
Yeah.
Maybe.
Whoa.
Yeah. Maybe.
Whoa. Will those daggers turn into words? Maybe.
Maybe it depends. There were a couple times where I was like, if she says one word to me, I am going to flip out. If she's the wrong thing, I will flip out. But
it's always the patient ones too. Like the really soft, gentle ones. And then they have this friend and you're like, you don't have to do this.
No. And knows.
Yeah.
Knows about all of it. She's like, she's the most like blasé, like,
yeah.
You know, she's crazy.
Yeah.
You guys don't get along. It's okay. I see why. Like,
yeah.
As long as she's okay with it.
Yeah.
Yellow.
She's never had a problem with it. Yeah. I'm like, okay.
Yeah. Because I have a friend who I'm going to leave unnamed. Who,
oh, yeah. I guess maybe I should bleep. Crazy ass roommate who listens to this.
Yeah.
They have a best friend that I met, and they all, like, right off the bat, they didn't like me. And they were very mean to me. And like, you know, the 7 year like impression thing is now like 10 year. You know what I mean?
Ooh.
Like, I still feel the same way about when I met this person the first time.
What did they do that was mean?
Just really tried to show that I didn't belong in that setting with them.
I hate
and
that.
Like, they had been friends for so much longer and, you know, they knew each other way better. And I was kind of like, who cares? Like,
I call that best friend Olympics.
Yeah. Trying to do best friend Olympics
with
me.
Trying to be like, actually, but I knew them forever.
Yeah. In a mean way to me, you know, behind the other person's back too, you know? So then I was just kind of, after that, you're like, okay, well, that's how you see me, then we're never going to be friends.
Yeah.
And I don't want to. And maybe I'm being stubborn by being like, I could care less. I never need to see the person ever again.
Yeah.
You know, even though they're still in my friend's life, but it's kind of like, whatever.
Do you ever run into them?
I mean, they don't live nearby.
Oh, that's good.
The friends of the friend. you know, but my friend still sees them all the time.
Yeah.
You know, like visits and
did
stuff.
Did your friend ever find out about that stuff, or did they get the vibe?
Yes. I mean, I told them. Yes.
What did they say when you told them? They were just like, oh, that's a bummer.
Going through a different time in their life and blah, 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 you know?
Mm-hmm.
But it's also, I think, is another patience thing too, where like, you know, because of their friendship and things they had been through, you know, maybe they have more grace for that person than I have.
That's
but
true.
Then I shouldn't have to have grace for that person.
No.
Right. If they're going to be like, if they were like that to me.
Yeah. I feel like you have different thresholds for different people too. Mm-hmm. Like there are certain things that like, if my very best friend did them, I would like, I don't know. It goes either way. You'd either call them out on it or you'd be like, oh,
yeah,
it's just a thing. Like, it's not even worth it.
Yeah.
Like, I know friends where it's not worth it to fight because I'm like, it's never going to work out for me. So why would I even get Five-ish. Mad about this? Yeah.
Interesting. Like, and then how did, and then it to so fight. You just sort of like sweep it under the rug or do you just sort of like take a step back or like
just
how
sweep
do you
it under the rug and then hold on to it for decades? You know?
Love that. Yeah.
just like internalize it and like play it over in your mind.
Yeah. Right.
Over and over again.
Over like and over before you go to bed.
Dream about scenario 375. How it could have gone. And then come back. You should have said. You know?
Yeah. Yeah. And then I also feel like sometimes you have your own like language with friends.
Oh yeah.
Where that's like true. You can tell, like I have some friends when I text, I'm like, okay, I can tell you're kind of mad and I'm not
like
going to.
Like it's anxiety just thinking about.
Right. You're like, okay, I'm not going to push this.
Yeah.
Or I'm going to ask you what's wrong.
Right.
Or like you have a different way of like communicating than you
or you just have to
friends.
Give them one look and they know.
Uh-huh. Matt just gave me the look.
Yeah.
It was a lot of eyelashes.
All of them. Another question we got was, how do you cope with a bestie getting into a new relationship and you don't get to see them as much?
That's an interesting one.
I feel like that happens a lot.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know?
I feel like the only time I've been like hurt by that situation is when I don't get to meet the guy or girl
really
for X amount of time. Cause I kind of feel like I'm like, oh, I would like to meet this person. Mm. And then there are some people who are like my best friend Hannah, who you mentioned. Yeah. I would say her fiance Jake is also one of my very good friends. Aww. Like we've hung out outside on our own too.
Yeah.
And like that's kind of how I want all my friendships to be, where I'm like, aww, I want to hang out with your partners. Yeah. I want us to all go have fun and do things that don't have to do with like kissing. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like, let's go bowling. Let's hang out.
Yeah.
Yeah. But yeah, I don't think I've ever had one that like their time has been consumed by.
I feel like when I was younger, I would get more upset about it.
Yeah.
You know, because then it's like, your friend kind of disappears as soon as they start dating some guy. But now I actively step back when they start dating someone.
Yeah.
Really?
You know, because I know that they need to spend that time with that person.
Oh, yeah. That's kind of beautiful. Because I feel like I'm, you know,
and I'm
like
they'll come back when they're like,
out
of their little honeymoon cocoon bubble, whatever. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You know,
it always makes me mad when they like come back after they break up and they're like, want to get like right back to the same level. And it's like, well, you just left. You know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But, and I think like that's more typical of like a younger person where they're just like, will kind of neglect all other relationships.
Right.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the we just hit a million orders stage. No matter what stage you're in, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/special offer, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/special offer.
Yeah, it's their selfish era. Mm-hmm. Selfish era. Everyone has a selfish era.
True.
You're like, all I can really focus on is myself right now. I'm having a selfish era. True.
Yeah.
When is yours over, Becky? When is yours over?
I was going to ask when yours was over. That's why I looked straight at you. But yeah, I think it depends on the friendship.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I think, yeah, it's something that was probably more bothersome when we were younger. But now that you're older, it's like,
yeah. Well. And it's like, I mean, yeah, if they are in a good relationship, that rocks.
Yeah. And you ultimately like want them your to win. Best friends to be happy.
Yeah. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Is someone not considered a best friend because they can't keep a secret?
Oh, I saw this question. Yes. You are not a best friend. You can't keep a secret.
What?
You
can
have
you
to
keep
have
secrets, Becky.
Yes. I have a thing and I call it table of silence. So if we're at table of silence, then that means like whatever we talk about at the table of silence, like does not go further. But I do think you should always clarify whether or not your partner can know about it.
Uh-huh.
Because I usually assume if you don't tell me, Keith can't know about it, unless it's something that's like deeply, deeply personal.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I won't share it with him just because I'm like, that's not information that you need to know.
Not mine to tell. Yeah.
Yeah. But I think you should clarify whether or not partners are included in the table of silence.
Yeah.
But I would be pissed if someone, you know.
Right. Well, that is interesting because I'm like, I think there are people who I'm like, I know you're not. You just don't keep a secret. So I don't tell them stuff that I don't want the world to know. But then they don't get to hear like the harder stuff.
They don't get the inside scoop.
Yeah. But then are they a best friend?
I think they're just a different, like,
second tier
kind
best
of best friend.
Friend.
Right. They don't really know everything, but they're.
You don't get the secrets.
Yeah.
But I also think you bond sometimes, not through secrets, but like.
Yeah.
Obviously, last year was not fun, but I would say it made the three of us much closer because there was a shared sort of thing for a little while. But we were the only ones that we could talk to about it.
Right. That's true. Yeah.
You know,
like legally. Yeah.
Legally.
Like legally.
Legally. Yeah.
Well, there are some friends that are, I feel like they get off on withholding information, right?
So oh,
they
yeah.
only
oh.
tell certain people certain things.
Yeah.
And that's like they like the power. Yeah. Yeah. It's like a current, like the knowledge is power or currency. And they like only will tell certain people certain things.
That gives me anxiety. You know? Yeah.
So they're not.
Yeah. And they drop it at certain times.
Yeah. And then they get mad if you know about it, you're not supposed to know about it. If like another friend told you or something.
Oh my God. It's almost like testing your other friends.
Yeah. So it's like very, not a very good, you know, kind of very toxic.
Yeah. That is really toxic.
Spot to be in. So secrets. Secrets are no fun. Friends. Secrets are for everyone.
Secrets are for everyone. How do you feel about friends that are like only secrets and only gossip and only like venting. Because I've sort of seen on TikTok a lot of people talking about like, if you only gossip with your friends, then it's like a bad friendship. And I'm like, I actually don't believe that at all. Like, I don't think the main source of your conversation every single time should be like a negative gossip type thing.
Right, yeah.
But I also don't think gossip is always negative. Like with when we worked at the restaurant, like that venting and that shared.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
Wow, that really sucked today. Did you see how that table treated me? Or, you know, the manager did this, blah, 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 blah.
Yeah.
I feel like that bonded us early.
And that's so also that healthier could, to get out than just be frustrated about it on your drive home.
You know? Yeah, and having someone who understands. Because I feel like there were certain things that, like, you know, Keith's never waited tables, so I couldn't go and tell him, like, how, you know, how upsetting it is. Someone, like, yells at you for something stupid. Like,
yeah.
You can empathize, but you don't actually know what that experience is like.
Truth. Yeah.
So I'm pro gossip with your friends.
Yeah. Well, that's a great example because it's like a power structure too.
Yeah.
So I feel like gossiping about like the boss or a table that you're waiting is like definitely kosher.
But if you only talk about your other friends,
that's where
I'm like, oh.
You're definitely talking about.
Yeah.
This is crossing some
boundaries. You always talk about your other friends, but it shouldn't be constant.
It shouldn't be the only thing you talk about.
Yeah. Right. I mean, people say gossiping is storytelling, and it's actually like an oral history of stuff. Mm-hmm. So it's kind of like gossiping has been around forever.
Yeah.
I know they say that like, oh, it's like the least or like the base form of communication or whatever. Mm-hmm. Like your friends are not talking about like enlightened thoughts or whatever. I mean,
yeah.
But I mean, what is every story? It's like talking about people.
Yeah,
that's true.
You know, things, stories and movies are not usually talking about like, I don't know.
Not
all the Matrix, like talking about like existential dread and like living in a, you know, non-reality and stuff.
Yeah.
You know, like think about all the wonderful Christmas Hallmark movies. How popular are those? People watch them every year.
They are very popular.
There's so many of them because they're so popular and they're just basically gossip stories. You know?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's true.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I guess it was just, I was just seeing it on TikTok a lot where people were really poo-pooing the idea of gossip with your friends.
Well, TikTok has a lot of thoughts like what's a bad friend? Like they're like your work friends are not your friends, your party friends are not your friends, your gossip friends are not your friends, you know.
You're like, so, I have no friends now.
Yeah, it's like, well, what is a friend? Is it just deep talks? Is it just like day to day?
I mean,
it could be a little of everything.
A little of everything. I feel like
different people have different needs for friends. So you shouldn't be able to, you shouldn't have someone tell you what a friend is.
Right.
That's true.
You know?
Right.
Yeah. I did see one good point someone made about after you hang out with a friend, if you feel like emotionally drained or you feel like, oh, I don't want to hang out with that. Like afterwards, if it feels like a chore, then that's kind of your like body's response to maybe not wanting to be as good of friends with this person.
Tough pill to swallow.
Energy vampire.
Yeah. Energy vampire. Yeah.
Stealing from you. Yeah.
Which certainly I've had friends who are energy vampires and I was just like, I don't.
Yeah.
I don't want to hang out that much anymore.
It's hard when you like love them, but you don't want to hang out. Mm-hmm. Then it's like. Ooh.
I think it's okay to tell people too when you just don't want to hang out.
Yeah.
Like not because of them. I mean, if you don't want to hang out because of them, then that's, you need to like look at that. But. Yeah. I've texted my friends before and been like, yeah, I really don't feel like leaving my house.
Yeah.
I'm too tired
or today too stressed. Stressful. Yeah.
Yeah.
Whatever the case may be, like, I just want to be in my bed.
Yeah.
And I feel like really good friends know those things. They're like, okay, yeah, that's fine.
Yeah.
Need to recharge.
Yeah.
Need to recharge. Yeah. Charge your batteries.
Yeah. I think there's like a level of trust with that too. Cause like my close friends, I'm like, oh, I know that Rachel will come if she's, you know, it's not about me.
Yeah.
I know, like, I trust her that she's not just like hanging out with somebody else or like.
Mm-hmm. So we actually have some audience questions related to best friends that came in through our emails.
Yes, please email us questions. We actually read them. We do.
And we do love that you guys are starting to put the little like sort of summary in the subject field because it really helps us narrow it down for episodes like this.
Yeah.
Yes.
Where it's like we need something specific.
And Rainey, where can they email to?
You can sit with us pod at gmail.com.
Thank you. Perfect.
Okay. So our first write-in writer says that they love the pod. We love it. Oh, this is actually really sweet. Okay, I'll read this part. Usually I skip by the I love you parts because I'm like, that seems personal. That seems like it's like a nice note for us that we share later.
Keep it for yourself.
But this was sweet. Said, hi, you can sit with us people. Hope you all are having a good week. First of all, I love the pod and listen to it weekly. I love all of your different opinions and the different perspectives you bring on any given subject. I especially love the advice you give to your listeners and have found myself in need of some as well. So here's hoping for your wisdom. You got it. We're giving it to you.
So old and wise here.
So old. So our writer says, I always celebrate the 4th of July with a group of friends from college, but I missed it last year. And I was certain that I would resume the tradition this year. But my best friend, who is not a part of that group and frankly doesn't like most of my friends, wants me to celebrate with her and her friends. They're a great group and I wouldn't mind spending the holidays with them. Plus, I kind of feel guilty if I wouldn't go because I am missing my best friend's birthday later in that year. I'll be in a different country doing an internship. Good for you.
That's exciting.
That's exciting. But then again, how do I break the news to my friends from college? I've never been good with decisions, especially when it comes to choosing between the people I love. Do you think I'm reading too much into this? Any advice would be greatly appreciated. My main goal is to be the least asshole-y I can be. Thank you so much in advance.
This touches on a couple of things.
Yeah.
That we had already talked about. Had already talked about.
That's true. But to summarize.
In summation. Because we talked about having one best friend. Uh-huh. We also talked about your friends not liking other friends.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Friend groups.
It is fun to have like a reunion thing like that every year. Mm-hmm.
Tradition.
But your friends shouldn't get mad at you if you can't make it sometimes.
Yeah.
Right? If you're like, okay, I can't make it this year. I promise I'll be there next year.
Yeah. I mean, I think life happens. And not that I think she's, because she asked like, do you think I'm reading too much into this? I don't think you're reading too much into it, but I do think you are reading into it a little.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like maybe putting more thought into it than your friends are putting into whatever it is.
I feel like it also depends on like how many people are in the 4th of July thing, right? If it's 4, then you not being there is a bigger deal than if there's like 10.
Yeah.
You know? Because if 10, if one person's missing, you're like, okay, yeah, it'd be fun to have her here. But so many other people, there's so much fun to have you had. Or if it's 4 and one person's missing, there are 2 other people. So it's not as exciting.
Yeah. Right? That's very true.
So
that's very true.
That can, the peer pressure can play into it differently.
Yeah. I think just explaining to your friends about your other friend's birthday.
Yeah.
That you're going to be missing that because you're going to be in another country. Yeah. Like,
yeah.
Kind of just saying it that way. It was like, I was really hoping I could go this year, but this other thing has come up. And since I'm not going to get to see.
I promised
my best friend I would be there and I'm not going to see her for her birthday. So I just feel.
Yeah.
I would be sad to not celebrate with her on that level.
Yeah. Full transparency.
Yeah. But I'm really hoping to come next year or.
Yeah.
You know, maybe there's a different time you guys can hang out. I don't know if they're all separated.
That's what I mean. She could, you know, there's many opportunities. The 4th of July is only one day a year.
Yeah.
There has to be other days that they're available to do something.
You could also FaceTime in.
Yeah.
And be like, oh, I'd love to FaceTime in and like say hi to everyone.
Yeah. Yeah.
I hope you guys have a blast.
Yeah, there's no hostility. It's not like personal.
No. Mm-hmm. No.
Yeah. I mean, if you are feeling really guilty, you could send them something for the 4th July weekend.
Oh, that's
like maybe
cute.
You send them like
that's
sparklers
really cute.
Or like
yeah.
That's cute.
You know.
Yeah.
In case it be I don't know what they're drinking or you know, a cake or you know, something kind of fun.
An inner tube for the lake.
Yeah.
I assume there's a lake.
Doesn't have to be something expensive.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. And then you're just sort of giving them a nod. And sending love.
And like, wish I was there.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Just a little tidbit. It doesn't have to be.
A little blip.
Because people always appreciate that. Then they know you're thinking about it. Then they feel, they'll feel guilty about talking about you not being, you know?
Yeah.
Guilty about guilting you.
Yeah.
I do sometimes love a Venmo present. Natalie and I started doing it a few years ago where it was like on our birthdays.
I missed your call today. Give me $20.
No. Well, like Venmo, I remember the first year we did it, I Venmoed her and said, I wish I could be getting a drink with you right now.
Yeah.
But since I can't, have 2 on me.
Aw.
And I just do like, you know,
$300.
Yeah. I was like, it's not like we're sending hundreds of dollars back and forth. It's like $20.
Yeah.
But like with the little emojis. And I usually do it. We usually do it at like night when you're going to be out or doing something.
Aw.
So it's like you kind of get that notification. You're like,
don't you be like,
that's
I
sweet.
Will have another drink.
Yeah. So I think doing something like that too would be cute.
Yeah.
That's fun.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, if she's got 10 friends, it's going to add up quick.
That's true. But maybe you just send it to the one main friend who's planning everything. And you're like, since I can't be there, have a case of beer on me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, or find another way to get one of, because you're a college friend, so you must have some other college traditions other than 4th of July.
Oh, yeah.
Maybe some inside jokes you could play up.
And maybe they're all home for the 4th of July week or something. Yeah. Maybe, yeah.
Yeah. But listener, I don't think you're an asshole.
No.
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 I mean, how do you feel about her friends not getting along, though?
I mean,
sometimes it happens.
Sometimes it happens. Not everyone's going to like everyone. That's what my parents always told me.
Yeah.
Not everyone's going to like you, and you're not going to like everyone. So, yeah.
I mean, it's different
if. What are you going to do?
Your one friend doesn't like your whole group of friends versus your whole group of friends not liking your one friend.
Yeah.
Right?
Oh, yeah.
I would also maybe try to get to the root of it. I'd be like, okay, why don't you like XYZ friend?
Yeah.
Yeah. Although I will say I had one friend tell me that he didn't like my other friend once. And I was so mad at him because I was like, you're out of your lane. But then he was right. Yeah.
Did he give you reasons for not liking her?
Yeah, and there were good reasons, honestly. And we were like fine after that because I was like, oh yeah, that's fair. But yeah, definitely could have listened to him. Saved a lot of strife.
You know.
Hindsight is 2020. You know, we look back on these things, we're like, we don't know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
At the time you're just kind of in it.
Yeah.
But we hope this advice helps.
Yeah.
Yeah. Maybe do some self-reflection on why your friend isn't like the other friends. Could be something deeper there. Mm-hmm. Could not be, as long as you're fine with that. That's good.
It doesn't make you an asshole to say no to things.
No.
No.
But you can't go to things. That doesn't make you an asshole.
You can't go to everything.
You can't go to everything. Yeah.
Yeah. And if in terms of longevity, like if it's like that strict, it's going to be hard. Because like some really serious stuff happens later down the line. And then if they're like, well, you weren't at 4th of July. And it's like, well, you know.
You weren't at the 4th of July.
You're never invited again.
Yeah.
And then who wants friends like that?
That's true.
Or like, if you don't come, we're not your friend.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, friends should give you ultimatums.
That feels mean. Yeah, yeah, that feels mean.
Neither should your partners.
No.
Yeah.
No, Becky. Stop giving me ultimatums.
Yeah, that's I always do. I'm like, no, I can't even think of one.
Well, we have another audience question,
too.
Hello, all. Longtime fan of the show. I finally have my own question to ask. I recently broke up with my boyfriend of almost 5 years.
A while.
He bought the house, so I stayed with my best friend and looked for an apartment. I was able to find a new place and sign a lease immediately. However, it wasn't available for over 3 weeks. My question for you all is, how do I thank my best friend for going above and beyond for every little thing I've needed this month? This is very thoughtful.
Yeah.
Not only did she sit with me and let me cry and talk about not getting back to go with my ex for 3 straight days without judgment, but she and her husband, that's very nice, the husband too, went with me to every apartment showing and have been gracious enough to let me stay with them for the entire 3 weeks until I can move into my new place. She and I have been best friends since 6th grade. Total ride or die, huh?
That's so sweet.
And in recent years, I've discussed how lucky we are to have a person in our lives that we know we can truly count on for anything, anytime. Every time I say thank you or apologize for taking up their space, she brushes it off because she knows I would do the same for her. I feel like taking them out to dinner isn't enough. A gift card seems impersonal. Do you have any idea on showing your ride or die your appreciation?
That is so thoughtful.
So thoughtful. I feel like most people would not be thinking
especially
about that
while she's going through a breakup.
Yeah. So it sounds like you guys have a very special bond that is so nice. I was actually in a similar situation, not with someone who broke up, but Hannah actually lived with us for 3 weeks when she moved to LA and we helped her find an apartment. And something that she did that I was like, this is really, I was just always like, oh, this is really nice.
Yeah.
Is she would like clean stuff.
Mm.
But I don't know if this girl's in the same.
That is really nice.
If she's still living in that apartment with them or that house with them.
Yeah.
But like, I would go to work and Hannah would like wash the dishes that were in the sink.
That's sweet.
And I was like, oh, that's because she knows she loves cleaning, but she's a bit of a clean freak. And I was a lot less
wanted to make sure
the time. But it was always really sweet when I came home and be like, or she would have like maybe made dinner or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
So just little, just like being helpful.
Yeah, I'm sure if there's like you've been there for 3 weeks, you kind of know what the couple maybe wants in their home, or
that's true,
things they want to do. Like maybe they wanted to clean out a closet, or like reorganize something, or really deep clean something, or get a mirror for this one. But you know,
something that doesn't
have to be super expensive, but it's very thoughtful. Cause I feel like that's what people respond to the most.
Yeah. Something that could make their life a little easier
since
you've seen their life for a couple weeks.
Yeah,
exactly.
That's sweet.
Or to add like, you know, maybe freshly cut flowers every week, or you know, just something little. Right.
Yeah.
Or you could do like tea towels or something for the kitchen.
Yeah.
Like, or if like, I don't know, if you notice they're using like old towels or something.
Yeah.
Getting like new guest towels, I think, is cute.
Using your inside scoop.
Yeah. Cause it sounds like she wants to buy something.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Otherwise, we wouldn't be suggesting buying thing.
Yeah.
Be nice and, you know, do your laundry.
What's their love language?
Yeah. Yeah, but maybe doing, I think, yeah, something like that's cute. Or you could do like a gift of like a wine subscription for a month or two or something.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
So they could get like a little surprise or something sweet.
Yeah.
I mean, another good idea is like, yeah, give them something for the couple. But I mean, the husband's really just doing it because of his wife, right? So I would maybe give a little something for both of them and then do something really nice for your friend. Like,
yeah.
Oh, maybe you have a spa day, or, oh, maybe we have like a staycation somewhere or go to a concert, or, you know, something that you like take her out to celebrate your new life, your new single life, new apartment life.
Yeah. Something that's more specifically focused on her.
Mm-hmm.
You've also known her longer than the husband.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You're longer than you've known the husband.
Yeah. And the husband's just doing it because of his wife.
Yeah.
Not to be mean.
Yeah.
That's what husbands should
but
do.
But it is. Yeah. I was like, that is a big thing. You know? Nice, you know, because it is asking a lot, especially if you're in, I mean, we were in a 2-bedroom apartment when Hannah stayed with us, and Keith like never gave us gripes about it. I mean, it was never a question that if she could stay with us, it was always, she is going to stay with us.
Right.
She called us mom and dad. It was very cute.
Brandon actually slept on my couch for 2 weeks.
Really?
Yes. Oh, and this is before Eugene and I lived together. So I was with my old roommate, Jesse.
Mm-hmm.
And when he broke up, I didn't even like, I feel like I didn't even ask Jesse, like what a horrible roommate I was. I was just like, Brandon's going to sleep on our couch.
But I feel like Jesse's pretty good with the flow.
She is. Jesse's amazing. She was the best roommate I ever had.
Yeah.
So good. And so Brandon like just slept on our couch, like I'm, you know, emotional wreck.
Yeah.
For those 2 weeks, you know, I don't remember him doing anything back for me.
Brandon, if you're listening.
But I wasn't really expecting anything, you know?
Yeah. There's also a long time, like if she's been friends with
her. I feel like
her,
he's repaying now.
Yeah, exactly.
Over time, you know, when I ask him to do stuff.
Yeah.
And he'll do it.
Manual labor.
He's repaying now.
Yeah.
Paying it forward a long time away.
Yeah. He's got a loan. Yeah.
Yeah. I feel like this experience that they had is just gonna like make their friendship stronger.
Yeah.
That's true.
You know, especially if you never lived together before. I think that was always a saving grace for me and Hannah, is we never lived together before.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh.
She did live in my room after I left.
Oh right.
We had the same bedroom.
Mm-hmm.
But we never lived together.
Yeah, yeah.
And I feel like that was very good for our friendship.
Right.
Yeah.
Separate. Especially back then. That was messy.
Messy.
In every sense of the word.
Dirty. Never.
Yeah, every sense of the word messy. So,
yeah.
I think that, I don't think your friend's looking for anything, you know? So whatever you do is going to be special.
That's true.
They just want to help you and be there for you.
Yeah, because giving love sometimes is better than receiving it.
Yeah.
So maybe that's how she feels. She's like, oh, I can finally like give you, like, I love you so much and now I can finally show it.
Right.
Yeah. I also feel like she put an emphasis on like, that she listened to her cry for 3 days about this breakup. Like, it was a 5-year relationship.
Yeah.
Like, you're allowed to be upset about it for a while.
Yeah.
And you're allowed to talk to your friends about
it. Yeah.
That. Like, you don't have to keep that.
Yeah.
And be like, okay, well, I just did my, you know, I had 3 days where it was all about me.
Right.
Yeah.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
Right.
So I feel like that's a sign of a good friendship.
Yeah.
Well, thank you guys so much for sending us all your questions. We love when you respond to our Instagram stories and let us know, you know, little questions and little talking points. Because even though we didn't call them out every time, most of those questions or talking points that sort of led to this conversation were from your email.
Exactly. Yeah.
Or were from your Instagrams.
Mm-hmm.
So we just kind of look at them beforehand and it really helps us focus the conversation more. And we hope you like that kind of structure because we're testing it out.
Yeah.
Gotta try new things.
And I think that you guys are very smart. Some of the questions I'm like,
wow.
Oh, well, I was let's talk about the audience. But, but now I feel so, I wish I was talking about you. That was such a moment.
Wow. You were talking about the audience, Rainy. Not us, Rainy. Wow.
Cut that out for TikTok. Cut that out for TikTok. When you think someone's giving you a compliment, but they're actually not. Usually mine and Matt's faces.
Wow.
From your dumb best friends, Becky and Matt.
Yes.
But no, okay.
I do feel like the audience
I do
is
think
very
that
smart.
You guys are very smart as well. Sincerely.
Thank
I
you.
Really
Rainy.
Do. I think sure. Matt is very witty. And Becky is actually, this is to the audience inside scoop. Becky has really good structural ideas for like framing the episode.
She's very structural.
She's a producer.
Architecture.
Yeah.
Thanks. Yes.
And the audience. Right, yeah.
Rainy, you're back in our. Woo! You're back in our good graces. You've come back from it. You know how compliments get us.
But the audience has a lot of the questions that come in. I'm like, wow, that's a great question.
Very insightful.
Yeah, things that I wouldn't have even thought of. Mm-mm. You know?
Yeah.
No.
So I'm like, oh, that's an interesting angle.
Yeah. We really appreciate that. Yeah. We like how interactive this is.
Yes. Thank you.
Thank you, everyone, and Rainy. And Rainy for always compiling them. Speaking of structure, she always puts them in a really nice way that's very easy to read. A little doc.
Google doc.
Mm-hmm. A little separated by topics. But anywho, enough about us. Until next time, you guys, make sure you are washing your hands and being nice to people. Be nice to your best friends.
Yes.
Be show nice to strangers. Yeah. Show appreciation. Pee after sex. Make sure you're tipping your servers, being vaccinated for all the things you need to be vaccinated for.
Yes. And look both ways before you cross the street.
Look both ways before period. You cross the street. Yes. Period. Okay, bye.
Bye.